friends. This shiur should be a special schus l'nishmas Rabbi Eliyahu Menachem Mendel HaKohen sheyizke l'ilui neshama, and for the entire world shenivasha b'tshuas ulamim. We are continuing our study of Maseches Kelim, Perakit Aleph Mishnah Dalid. It says in the middle of the Mishnah, klustera is like a bolt. You can remove it from this opening and hang it at a different doorway. You have to drag it. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, you're allowed to move it. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua holds that you have to move it betiltum and atzad in an irregular way. Rabbi Tarfon says it's kechol akelim, and you don't have to move it in an irregular way, and you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. There's an argument here: is this bolt allowed to be moved on Shabbos or not allowed to be moved on Shabbos? So the Rash, Rishon Mishnah Mishans, and Rashi, Shabbos Kuf Tadal, explained that this klustera had a thick head, and it can be used to crush garlic, and you use it also to lock a door. Yeshua holds that you're only allowed to move it in an irregular way, tiltel minatzad, which is not called tiltel, but you're not allowed to move it in a regular way, because his mux, Rabbi Tarfon says, no, it's a kli gamur, and you're allowed to be metaltik uchol hakeilim. So l'chora, their machlokas is linyan tiltel b'Shabbos, but then what does that have to do with Mishnayis Kelim? They're arguing whether or not it's a kli and allowed to be moved from Shabbos. What does that have to do with Kelim? So the Rash first wants to say that Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Tarfon are arguing even linyan tumas Kelim. If Tlustra is Makabel, Tlustra is Makabel Tumah. Because if it's a Kli Linyan Shabbos, it's a Kli Linyan Tumah. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's not a Kli Linyan Shabbos, not a Kli regarding Shabbos, also not a Kli regarding Tumah. And Rabbi Tarfon says that it is a Kli Linyan Shabbos. So it is a Kli Linyan Tumah. And it is Makabel Tumah, it is susceptible to Tumah. But the Rash says that this doesn't stem with the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chof Dalet. And Shabbos there, they have two ways of explaining the Machos Rabbi Shur Tarfon. The first way is that this Mishnah was taught Kodem HaTaras HaKelim, that Chachamim asered to be metaltel as kol hakelim, and they were only matir three kelim. A maktsoa shel dvela, zum lesitrin, v'sakin katana gavei shulchan, v'shar kol hakelim, afilu shemelachtam leheter asurim betiltel, and all other kelim, even if they're kli shemelachtam leheters, they're all asur betiltel. So chachamim asered all kelim in this Mishnah. It was taught before they were matir kelim, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua asers the tiltel of the klustera. So really everybody holds it's a kli. The only shaila is, when was this Mishnah Torah? Was taught when Kalim was still Aser B'Tiltel. So that's Shitas Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Tarfon learns, according to Tosfos, that Tiltel Cluster is Ke'en Kosis V'Ka'aros, that there are certain things that are Mutter B'Tiltel, and those include, including those three that we mentioned. We said Sakin Ketan Al Gabei HaShulchan, but B'Chalal Kosis and Ka'aros are mutter betiltol. This is Tosis and Shabbos, Kuf Chof Gimel Amit Beis, Dibur Aslavei Kuchol HaKelim. Tosis writes, I forgot to call them Taras Kelim Nishnei, Sigil HaMeimar, Kuchol HaKelim Kein Kosis VeKaros. So that's, therefore he's matir it, because it's like Kosis and Kaaros, and therefore he's matir Tiltol Klustera. Because the Rosh of the Klustera is used in order to crush, Tosis doesn't say this, but Pshat is, that the rosh is used laduch bo shumin to crush this garlic, and the klustera could be a kli su'udas. A kli su'udas are mutter. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that no, it's primarily used to lock a door, and therefore it's neser b'tiltol. So everyone holds it's a kli, and the shaila is you allowed to move this kli? Rabbi Yeshua says no, like other kelim you're not allowed to use. And Rabbi Tarfon says it has the same status as Kosis v'Ka'aras. cups and plates. Another way the Gemara explains is, in this Mishnah, we are dealing with the issue of moving the bowl to a different door within a courtyard whose houses have not been joined with an Erev, and in which it is therefore prohibited to take anything from one of the houses to the courtyard. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the hollow of the doorway is like the interior of the house. And thus, when one removes the bolt from the doorway, he is carrying a utensil from inside one of the houses across the courtyard. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua permits only dragging the bolt, which is an indirect method of moving it. When you remove the bolt from a doorway and you transfer it to another one, what he's doing is he's carrying the utensil from inside the house across the courtyard, so therefore you have to do it indirectly. Rabbi Tarfon Savar, Tocha Pesach Kelechutzam. Rabbi Tarfon holds that the hollow of the doorway is like the exterior of the house, and it's part of the courtyard. Therefore, when he transfers the bolt, he's carrying a utensil from the courtyard, of course, the courtyard, which is permitted. So, according to both Biurim and the Gemara, Klister is a Kli, Avad it's a Kli. And Memela it's Pashit that it's Makabal Tuma. And therefore, the Rash is Tameya, Shalai Tachin Lefisigas HaGemara. It can't be that, according to the sugya, according to Shas, they're arguing on whether or not it's a kli. Everybody holds it's a kli, according to both Ophanim and the Gemara. And their shaila is merely a Shabbos shaila. The Rosh holds that they're arguing about the din of Tumas Kelim, but that doesn't seem to stem with the sugya. So how are we going to understand what's going to be the relationship between this machlokas, which merely seems to be in the realm of Hilchos Shabbos, and the topic of our Masechta, which is, as is well known to all, Tumas Kelim? So explains Hagon Rav Moshe Shapiro as follows, that the Yesod HaMachlokas of Klustera is a kli b'fnei atzmo, or is it a kli that serves the door that's mishamish the del? So Rabbi Tarfon holds that it's a kli b'fnei atzmo, and it's also mishamish the delas. That's Rabbi Tarfon. In other words, klistera is this peg, this bolt that has a knob at the top. It has a klistera at the head. It's got rosho of. According to Rabbi Tarfon, therefore, it's not considered only a nagar shel delas. Not only considered the bolt of a door, but it's a kli b'fnei atzmo. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's still defined as the bolt of a door, and it's made to be mishamesh the door, and it's not makabel tuma. So Rabbi Tarfon holds that it's considered an independent kli, therefore it's makabel tuma, and Rabbi Yehoshua holds no, it's only made for the door, and it's not makabel tuma. According to Rabbi Tarfon, it's a kli b'fnei atzmo. It can be used for both, and therefore it's makabel. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it can't. It's only considered part of the door, and therefore it's not makabel tum. It's not a kli b'fnei atzmo. And that's shot in the Gemara, nechleku kol d'mataras kelim, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, since the ikar kli is like a nagar l'deles, it's aser b'tiltul kol dam hakataras kelim. Since the Iker Kli is like a Nagar Ladeles, and Kalim have not yet been permitted, he asers Betiltul called him a Taras HaKalim. It's a Kli. This Kli is used Nagar Ladeles, and it's called him a Taras Kalim. This was taught. So he asers. Rabbi Tarfon holds. So he also asers on Shabbos. So we have a din here in Tuma. That Rabbi Yeshua holds, it's not makabel tuma. because it's a nagar shel delas, it's mishamish the delas, but it still is a kli, and therefore it's aser b'tiltul b'shabbos. Ritarfen holds that it is makabel tuma, it's not considered part of the door, and since it's a kli b'fnei atzmo, in other words, it's used laduch bo shumin, it's used to crush the garlic, so it's like kosis and karus, and therefore it is mutter b'tiltul on Shabbos, like Tosfos said. And also, according to the second Mahalach in the Gemara, the Ikar Anidon, if Tocha Pesach Kelechutz, if inside the challah part of the door is like outside or inside, is not a general Nidon, but rather only in relationship to the Klusteron. It's totally in the question of the Deles is Mishamish the Bayis, and it's considered part of the Bayis. And in Mele, if the Klusteron is Mishamish the Deles, it's considered part of the Deles, and in Mele, it's Mishayich to the Bayis. And if the kli b'fnei atzmo is not bottled to the deles, memela, it is a kli chotzer and not a kli bayis. Rabbi Yeshua asks, is a betilta b'chotzer, because the klistera is not a kli b'fnei atzmo, rather it's bottled to the deles, and it's considered kichlei bayis. And therefore, it's also not a kabel tuma, because it's a kli hamishamish es hadeles. It's not its own kli. If it was its own kli, it's a kabel tuma. Since the kli hamishamish es hadeles, it's not a kabel tuma. And when it comes to Shabbos, you're not allowed to move it to the courtyard because it's batel to the door. So for the same reason, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos, you're also, it's also not makabel tuma. Rabbi Tarfon holds, no, it's a kli b'fnei atzmo, it's not batel adeles, and therefore it's considered a kli chatzer. So that means that when it comes to Shabbos, you're allowed to move it, because it's not considered part of the door. And when it comes to tuma, it's going to be makabel tuma. Why? Because enom yuchad ledeles, it's not batel to the deles, and memela, it's its own kli, and it's makabel tuma. So it emerges then, according to this hesber, that Taka, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Tarfon are arguing if klister is makabel tuma, even the fisukas hagemara. That again, according to the first Mahalach, they're arguing Kodem Ataras Kelim. Rabbi Yeshua says that the Iker Kli is like a Nagar Ladelis, and it's Aser B'Tiltol. Because before Ataras Kelim, this is a Kli, and Kelim weren't yet permitted. So Memela, this is Aser B'Tiltol. And on Shabbos, it's not allowed to be moved according to Rabbi Yeshua because it's called the Mataras Kelim. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's a kli b'fnei atzmo. And in Shabbos, it is allowed to be used. Why? Because it's doma l'kosis v'ka'aros. So that explains the Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, it is not makabel tuma. It is not makabel tuma because it's a kli that's part of the door. Doesn't have the chashivas to be makabel tuma. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's a kli b'fnei atzmo, and it does have chashivas to be makabel tuma. So they're talking argument about tuma and Shabbos. And even according to the second wave of the Gemara, shailas, is it considered batel to the door or not? Rabbi Yehoshua considers it batel to the door, and therefore Shabbos you're not allowed to carry it outside. And as far as being makabel tuma, it's not makabel tuma because it's batel to the door. It's only a kli hamishamish es hadeles. So it's not makabel tuma. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, it is not batel to the deles. Therefore, you are allowed to move it on Shabbos. And since it's a kli, we don't consider it batel adeles, so it's makabel tuma. So that's the Mahalach in this sugya. And we saw Mamish Neflos Mitaras Hashem. And I give ourselves a bracha that we should continue Derech Zu, Lilmod Ulelamed, Lishmor Velasos, Ulekayim is called Divrei Samot Arasubiya Havra, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom Sweetest, and most beloved friends.